So, speaking of science, in an article in Psychology Today, it's called What We Get When We Give, it points out some tangible benefits to kindness. People who volunteer tend to experience fewer aches and pains. Giving help to others protects overall health twice as much as aspirin protects against heart disease. I mean, what? Spending, actually, on other people decreases your blood pressure. So in general terms, because we're going to break this down later, but let's just start with, why is that?
So that is a great question. And over the past 25 years, more and more people have gotten interested in that question. So there's been more research done in this area, which is really exciting. Because the thing about kindness is that it's completely free. You don't have to invest any money. You don't have to, it matters not at all how much, you know, you financially can contribute. It's also contagious, like you said. One person can start something and it can be picked up upon by others. And it's teachable. So people can learn kindness. It's not a virtue or a quality that you're born with. Although people are born to be kind, we're also born with the capacity to be unkind. So it's really important that you recognize it as being more of a practice, more of a habit, and less of a personal quality. And it is really important. And those are very true. All those statements that you made, Macy, are very true. And it's thrilling to think that something free, widely available, with no side effects, can do something so astounding.